All right, Scotty.
That is pretty funny, actually. Scotty's making a new Heather Mills sounder. That actually, I'm reading the description. That actually is pretty funny. All right, we might have to use that. Thank you. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. Ladies and gentlemen, he is your president, prophet, seer, and revelator. Make way!
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
She's closer to death. It's time for the Britney Awards.
Before you go, there's something I want you to have.
See, my problem is this.
Here's your Britney watch for Thursday.
You must see these pictures. Go to Sarah Dillon's website right now.
They're fantastic. I'm looking at them right now, and I know this goes without saying, but this doesn't even really seem like her.
No,
I mean,
it is. We are in a bizarre time. This the pop princess girl.
Not
from 4 years
longer
ago.
Blonde wigs and puppy dogs.
Seriously, all I remember is just. I'm going to go to your site right now and make sure that I bring it up before it just these overwhelming crashes. And it's already running really slowly. So if you go to Sarah's site right now, it's taken a. Taken
I can't
a
even look
up.
At these. It's so.
These pictures are unspeakable.
Jesus God. They just all of a sudden they just came up at once. She looks like a skinhead from like Birmingham who's going to come and who's going to be. What?
Nothing.
You just mouthed something at me. You can't do that.
No, she does. She does look like a lesbian that I know. She looks exactly like her, actually. It's kind of freaking me out.
Like if she was really angry and had joined a white power movement. Hi there. What do you mean by that? I'm looking at these photos. So the first photo, well, they're all crazy.
There's nothing.
I was going to describe them. After she cut her hair off, went to Kevin Federline's San Fernando Valley home, buzzed the intercom, got the answer, went on the back, came back again, rang, no answer, tried a third time, no reply. Then she took out her anger on innocent paparazzi, grabbing an umbrella, smacking a car, yelling and screaming. That's when these pictures are taken. I mean, and here's the thing, and it's not just the fact that she got no hair, because can you sweeten my microphone just a tiny bit? Thank you. It's not the fact that she doesn't have any hair. If you look at this photograph, and I realize this is radio, so I'm going to describe the most compelling of these. There's actually two.
And vivid word pictures.
There's the top photograph you see when you go to sarahxdillon.com, whenever you get a chance to go there. The very top photograph.
I'm just going to jump that at you.
I swear to God, it's like the last thing you see before you're the victim of a hate crime. She's got kind of a fleshy face going on. She's been putting on a little weight, and I never thought I'd say this. She kind of has the right head to be bald, I think, because she's got kind of a Vic Mackey on the shield sort of a thing going on. She's wearing this, like a sweatshirt, and she's got her teeth clenched, and she's just got this thousand-yard stare as though she is about to put a steak knife right in your jugular. And then I'm looking at the bottom photograph here. And this is outside of Kevin Federline's house last night, where apparently she went nuts, because he wasn't answering the door. Go figure there. And so she takes this umbrella and begins savagely attacking one of the vehicles that belongs to the paparazzi who followed her there. Paparazzi, which were apparently the reason she checked out of rehab, because they wouldn't leave her alone in rehab, which I find difficult to believe. So what makes you think that they were... What in this equation makes you think that they would not be at Kevin Federline's house? So she's there taking the sharpened end of a pointy umbrella and attacking the SUV that belongs to a paparazzo.
He was, in fact, inside the house of the babies, Kevin Federline was.
And so here is a bald Britney Spears wearing sort of a raggy sweatshirt with looks like nothing underneath it, a pair of white, what we used to call dolphin shorts in school, which is the very sort of high-cut, sort of like athletic, like gym class shorts, and then white tennis shoes. I mean, you put hair on this girl, and
those
she doesn't
are Nikes,
look.
Aren't they?
Well, she doesn't look any less crazy if she's not bald. The baldness is the last thing you notice in this. If you look at this picture, all you notice is a crazy nutso girl. This looks like any number of those photographs that you'll get in your email every now and again. It's like, you know,
You know, price of a shot of this, you know, $7. Price of a Maker's Mark, you know, whatever. You know, not having your photograph taken while you go all bat-ass crazy in having it put all over the internet. Priceless. She looks like one of those girls you see in a candid photograph that gets splashed all over the internet for sitting, you know, for sitting out in the corner with her panties off in a pile of her own vomit. That's what she looks like. She looks freaking flat-out screaming. Just bat-ass crazy. There's no other word for it. And it has nothing to do with the hair. The hair is not an indicator of craziness. The craziness is an indicator of the craziness in these photographs. And these are just from last night. God only knows what she's done since then. So
apparently Kevin Federline left 30 minutes later, then headed to the couple's former love nest in Malibu, where Brittany was waiting. Apparently she calmed herself down enough and perhaps made a deal with Kevin regarding Sean and Jaden, no. Because late last night, Brittany was back at Promises Rehab, and then Kevin's emergency hearing today was canceled.
Good God almighty. I have nothing. I have nothing to say. Rick, this email says, remember on the original Mickey Mouse Club, Thursday was Anything Can Happen Day. Yes, it is true. Ty, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hi. Hey. Well, I was calling because there was an episode of the cartoon show Futurama.
Yeah.
A while back, and they had a little snippet in one of them where they were traveling. It was basically an accelerated time thing, and they had the career of a star called Courtney, and she would, Britney Spears' album cover, basically a copy of it, and then it went to the 10 years later, and, you know, she losing popularity 10 years later, and dead. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Ty. Okay, I'm sorry, I sound a little distracted there. I just can't get past these photographs, which are just crazy. And there's one, this one that's like the second to the bottom. She looks for all the world like she's balling up a fist and getting ready just to put it on the bridge of your nose. That girl's going to find herself on the receiving end of the many hundreds of millions of dollars worth of lawsuits.
Well, once she gets paparazzi. This drug-induced haze that she's put herself in, she's going to realize how, that's when I think... If she does off herself,
she realizes that she's effed herself
that's
permanently.
That's when she's gonna do it, because she's gonna see these pictures of her running around like a crazy woman, bald, and then like all of, like, you know, all the pictures
what
of her
she
with
doesn't
that.
Remember any of it.
All these pictures of her flashing her vagina, like everything. She's gonna come to and be like, oh my God, this is what I look like.
It also looks like she broke the umbrella.
Yeah, do you remember when you were bald and showed your vagina to everybody?
No.
No, come on, really, you did.
It's in your personal records.
I don't believe you. I mean, if she is just completely soused and just liquored up and just high and everything, that would come as a bit of a shock to you, I think. I mean, I think we can safely say, I mean, she's just gone past the point of...
I wonder what her driver said during this, when he had to take her
out. The second she picked up that razor blade, she was past the point of no return.
Seriously,
I mean, who does that?
I don't know. I mean, has there ever been, other than Michael Jackson, because he's the gold standard, has there ever been a celebrity that's publicly gone crazier than this? Tim Riley? I mean, and it's like people like Margot Kidder and stuff, they almost don't count, because they're not famous enough, but... I don't think there's ever been a celebrity crazy escapade like this one.
No, I think this would be the gold standard.
Brittany is the new gold standard for celebrities that have just gone bonkers. I mean, I guess it happened in the past, but you just never... Like, that makes you wonder if this did happen in the 40s and 50s. We just didn't know about it. Like, if, you know...
Starlets have gone crazy in the past in the 40s and 50s.
Well, yeah, you know, like, if whatever, you know, like, the Gloria Swanson or somebody shaved her head, you know, just, we just didn't know about it.
Right.
You know, because if that happened...
Well, you can't hide from this anymore because, you know... The big entertainment companies don't control the news the way they used to back in the days when there was only Entertainment Tonight.
Only William Randolph Hearst. You know, everything had to go through him before any of the news came out. So, yeah, this is the same blogs that made you will dissemble you right in public. And it'll happen in like a day.
And it's amazing because X17 just put those on like 5 minutes ago. I have mine, you know, I have it on my blog 30 seconds later. Can you just, that's just spreading across the country right this very second.
Jesus, God Almighty.
We're on this story.
Seriously. No, it's, and we're still looking for a name, by the way. We're still looking for a name, TV news style, for the whole Britney goes crazy and inevitably implodes right in front of us. So I will revise, though, what I said at the beginning of the show, because at the top of the show, you guys were saying that she tried to off herself twice.
Mm-hmm.
How is it, but see, okay, again, I call BS on that. How do we know that that's true? And here's why I ask. I'm not saying that you all are wrong about this, but I'm saying if Britney really tried to kill herself twice, how is it that they would let her out of rehab? I mean, that is what that is a suicidal behavior by definition. That's the thing where you just get put away somewhere, right? That's one of the things, like, isn't it, when they say that it might, you know, attempts to harm self or others. And they just put you in a small room with a window, and they keep you there for a year. I mean, that's if she tried to kill herself twice, it just seems impossible that they would let her leave rehab. So either she truly did escape, which seems unlikely because they've been chasing her with a paddy wagon right now, or she didn't really try to kill herself. That's just a story they put, because there's no way they'd let her out. I mean, to say, if for no other reason than think of the criminal liability if she tried to kill herself and they just released her.
So, I was going to say, she's always seemed kind of into herself, but I mean, she kind of let, you know, all of her care about herself, because she used to be all made up and everything. As soon as she shaved off her hair, I think that was kind of the bottom line. Now I think it's just, like, spiraling out of control crazy.
Well, so I will share your assessment, though. At the top of the show, I was saying that I didn't think that she would kill herself because she was too much of an attention whore. But I understand that there is such a thing as bad publicity. People say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but that's just some crap you say that you never really stop to think about. You know what I mean? That's like when they say, it's like when they say other stuff. I don't know. I don't want to compare it to. But when they say, like, there's no such thing as bad publicity, no one knows what that is. No one thinks about that. Of course there's bad publicity. I mean, you get caught molesting a pack of Cub Scouts. That's bad publicity. This is bad publicity. So, I don't know. It's got that feeling in it, like any minute now. And it's such a weird deja vu, too. Because I keep feeling like any second Tim's going to be going, wait a minute, this just in. This just coming across. The reports are.
Davey Nipples had a good suggestion. O.J. Simpson.
Oh yeah, O.J. Simpson. Yeah, I was reading his suicide note the other day. I was looking at some O.J. like a Wikipedia thing. I forgot that O.J. like had a full on suicide note and everything with him in the Bronco. All right, he made a recovery though. I mean, at least inside his own head. I mean, that's the thing about O.J. O.J.'s managed to convince himself that he's all fine and dandy again. It'll remains to be seen, and you're right about this. It remains to be seen exactly how Britney's going to feel about this when she's sober.
Because now she obviously doesn't care about her body or what she looks like or her image. I mean, I don't see this ending good.
It's so weird when you think about those photos of her in Rolling Stone, too, when she was like 15 or whatever they were, and she's like the Lolita photos, and she's all there in the bedroom with the teddy bears and the whatever, and then you think about this girl. Jesus. All right. Ryan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
What's up?
Well, I know it's bad to talk about other radio programs, but I was listening to Loveline last night, and you know that guy, Dr. Drew, the psychologist, whatever?
I do indeed.
Okay, well, he was saying, because someone asked about Britney, he was saying that you can't be admitted to a drug alcohol facility unless you actually are on drugs, but there's no way to keep them in there because it's still, you're checked in on your own validity, I guess. So she can check herself in and out whenever she wants unless it's court ordered.
So, so where did we hear that she tried to kill herself, Tim? Where did that news come from?
TMZ.
Okay, and so but we don't necessarily know that that is true. That might not actually be true. That's just an allegation. Right.
That's correct,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because
it has been alleged.
So, yeah, that seems to be the dividing line. It seems like if that was a thing she really did, then they would totally, then they would have her, they would have her just incarcerated somewhere, or, you know, whatever, committed. Yeah.
The big thing that he said, though, was that in his history, when he had someone who was admitted to a facility like that, and then they leave against doctors, against their idea, you know.
Right, against doctor's orders.
Idea,
right.
He says that's usually when they kill themselves.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's a good sign that we probably won't, you know, you're not going to have too much more news about her.
Depends on what you mean by good sign. I suppose it's all relative. All right, thank you, sir.
One other thing, Rick?
Yes.
I think she's way more crazy than Mike, you know, Michael Jackson, because at least Michael, he went crazy over a year. She went, Britney went crazy over, like, the last 3 weeks.
That is true. I mean, it wasn't even a year for Michael Jackson. It was a long, slow descent into craziness. I mean, just in terms of album covers, you look at Michael Jackson. And then, you know, if you consider that he started to go crazy when he did try to become a white man, that's from, like, the bad era up until full-on screaming craziness, which is, let's say, him dangling the baby over the railing. I mean, that's like a good 8-9 years right there. And you're right that Britney did seem relatively normal up until, I don't know, a couple months ago. Up until the divorce and the look at my genitals phase of her life. All right. And how weird that Paris Hilton is suddenly the normal one, too. Paris Hilton, Kevin Sutherland.
She's just a racist.
She's completely dropped off the map.
Totally. This is all really good news for Paris Hilton, actually. Paris Hilton could actually go out and just wear a coat made out of children, and nobody would even bat an eye right now. So, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Let's see. Tony, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
I had a name for your whole Britney escapade here.
Excellent. Okay.
Ties a neat little bow on the whole package.
Okay.
Britney Spears, Sheer Insanity.
Sheer Insanity. All right, there you go. Britney Spears, Sheer Insanity. Excellent. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. All right, here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
Meanwhile, Editor Cole Smith reached out to the troubled Britney Spears in the video message asking if the two could be friends. The tragic former Playboy model who died mysteriously in Florida 2 weeks ago recorded the tape in September when she and the now bald singer were both 8 months pregnant. In the message to the young mother, Smith reportedly said, "If you see this for some oddball reason and you want to be friends, I would love so much to hang out with you.
Well, give it time.
I think you're really cool, and I think we're about to have babies about the same time. I just would love to meet you.
Yeah.
Well, take care, and I hope you do great on your second pregnancy. I'm sure you won't see this, but if you do, I would really love to talk to you. Bye."
Okay, there you go. Oh, good God Almighty. All right. Let's see. We've got to get all this stuff about Britney. So I'll do like a recap of all these here in a while. All right, here's Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen.
So let's move on to the end of Nicole Smith.
I don't have the sounder for this, Andy, so we'll just... let's leave the Britney watch open-ended for now. Am I alone, though, in having this weird feeling that there's about to be like something Britney-related on the horizon?
You are not alone.
I hope she doesn't kill herself.
I hope she doesn't kill herself.
That would be really unfortunate, because as amusing as this is, I mean, it would be... how sad would that be? She has two kids.
Well, is that going to happen while she's in rehab?
No, but she's not in rehab, though.
She is in rehab.
Okay,
So Kevin Federline was going to have, he was going to have a trial.
This morning.
Unless she agreed to go back to rehab, so she went back this morning.
She went back to rehab, but if she leaves a third time, he gets the kids, right? Or he demands the kids or something? Okay, so she can't, so she's pretty much stuck there now. She can't leave for now.
That is correct.
Well, so she's probably not going to kill her. You have to work pretty hard to kill yourself while you're in rehab, especially if you're Britney Spears, I think. Mm-hmm. So... All right. Well, there you go. Later on we'll work on writing the Britney Spears obituary so we can have that handy. I'm not saying that I hope she does it. I'm just saying that it doesn't seem like it's in our... Seems like it's sort of out of our hands at this point. But
it's in the hands of God.
The rest is up to God. However that's going to play out is however it's going to play out. Look, you got to admit, though, that in a certain horrible, terrible way, it does seem like the perfect ending, though. It seems a fitting ending for her even more than Anna Nicole Smith. Because Anna Nicole Smith, everybody sort of forgotten about it. Anna Nicole Smith wasn't burning out. She had just sort of faded away, and nobody really thought about Anna Nicole Smith. Because she was just the trim spa the chick, and she was, you know, somebody who used to be a playmate and used to have a TV show. I mean, Britney's still relatively speaking, one of the most famous people in the entire world. So, really, I'm just speaking in terms of your career arc. If you were going to kill yourself, this is about the time to do it. You wait much longer, it's going to be old hat. Here's Tim Riley.
So, on to Anna Nicole Smith. The trial continues. The judge in the hearing to determine custody of Anna Nicole Smith's body angrily dismissed testimony from Smith's former bodyguard. The bodyguard claimed he never saw the former Playboy playmate under the influence of drugs or intoxicated. The judge said, "You expect me to believe this?"
We're going to lose him. Your side's even said that she was abusing drugs. Mercy. Why should I believe any of it?
That's right. Why should I buy this story?
No, you got to bring me witnesses that are going to help me here. But he's telling me he's there all the time. And
he did not say that.
Well, when he was there, he didn't say anything. It just doesn't add up to me. It doesn't add up.
I like this judge. I find him to be plain-spoken and a straight shooter.
Mm-hmm.
With upper management written all over.
Well, one of the attorneys in the Anna Nicole Smith hearing may have been bowled over by some of the testimony of the case. Attorney John O'Quinn, nicknamed Texas by the judge, fell over his chair in the middle of the court proceedings. Apparently, Virgie Allen's attorney lost ground after suffering a diabetic attack. The judge offered to buy the man some juice. You gotta eat.
Here's my credit card. Just buy him an orange juice. Okay. There you go. No, I'll do it. I always pay.
Lawyer, gotta eat. And this judge, a waitress or a witness provided a Luna bar for release. And, Texas judge owns the Batmobile from Batman Forever and Pope John Paul II's court escort.
Why would a Pope be doing that?
Seriously, what kind of what is going on with any of these stories? I just don't understand anything anymore.
Nothing makes any sense. We've just fallen into one gigantic John Waters film. So, all right, well, there you go. But there's nothing decided still, right? Like, she's just... I mean, I hate to keep returning to this point, but they got to bury her. She's decaying away, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
I mean, did they come out of, is the case still going on, or is it done for the day?
I'm not sure if they're coming back, but they're going to decide by tomorrow what to do with their bodies.
No, it's going on right now.
Okay, it is going on right now. Because they got, I believe they may have passed the point of having an open casket.
Apparently, I see here there's a closed-door hearing going on right now in the Bahamas regarding the custody of Anna Nicole Smith's daughter, Daryl Lynn. Now, why is that?
They're interviewing someone on the phone right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is going on concurrently.
Did you want to check it for a second?
Yes.
All right, let's
go live.
Did you speak to my phone rules from that year forward?
Did you get my locks?
Did you have a conversation with him?
Yes.
How long did it last?
About 20 minutes.
Did you or him indicate you would physically have contact again?
Who is this?
The judge.
The judge speaking to
me. I
think
he's talking about
Turner. Yeah, John. You want to ask him the ultimate question? You bet.
The ultimate question.
Billy. Yes, sir.
Do you know if your boy is presently buried in the country of the Bahamas?
Yes, I do. I wish that same is tested.
What?
If his boy
what did he
is
say?
Buried?
Who was that?
You wish that he was buried in Texas.
Now, are you prepared to have a court somewhere in this world exhume his body and bring him to Texas?
No.
So what should I do with his body?
I don't understand anything that's going on.
Over this boy's body. What's that?
Over his dead body.
The mother and the son.
Yes, yes.
You and I, John O'Quinn, we talked from lunch hour, didn't we?
Yes.
If you had the money...
The blonde lawyer looks so pissed all the time.
Is this the guy who collapsed?
Is that where you wanted to ultimately be?
This is the lawyer who collapsed.
Yeah. Thank you, Billy Smith.
Is that Anna's dad?
Billy?
Yes.
I think that's Anna Nicole Smith's dad. Because he was referring to Daniel as the son.
No, so if it's his son, that must be her ex-husband.
That's true.
Day and night.
That's her ex-husband.
And you could be one of the most misunderstood people too, ma'am. Mother. I listen to you. I watch you on our witness stand. And I know there's different presentations you would make towards people. And Stern, you're misunderstood. And Larry, you're misunderstood. But the problem is with a lot of these things is money motivating some of these things. When I say, I don't say
I love his
speech. It goes to the heart of
ring every minute of your 15.
But people of common sense would say we should strike a deal on everything. We should wrap this up everywhere.
This is like Springer's final thoughts.
And I'm wrapping this case up in a few minutes.
Sweet.
Are you all surprised?
Gold.
I set it for tomorrow to surprise you. I appointed Administrator Lightham to surprise you, to keep the heat off this way for a while.
Best judge ever.
I had Milstein helping me working through this case. He took a lot of pressure off the court. But I still feel heavy. I feel the burden to be very heavy. I gave little antidotes during this case to try to take the pressure off
antidotes.
You all, to try to keep it moving.
He gave antidotes.
Make it a little softer, because this was a heavy. This was a heavy burden. And
it's the end of the Colesmith judge.
I'm gonna have a come on. We're not gonna be too many more minutes here.
Come on,
say it.
And, I'm gonna direct that you all remain in the courtroom. And I'm just waiting for some reports here.
Ready for a sandwich.
I'm waiting for some final proposed orders.
I suppose you're wondering why I've asked you all here tonight.
He's going to start talking about himself.
And I have Dr. Perba from the medical examiner arriving here with
please.
Me.
Oh, please. I'm so tired of that guy. Leave him outside.
And he's got a deformed head.
Who keeps bringing him in? Yeah, somebody gave him a key. In the meantime, someone get me an egg cream.
For a few minutes. Would the candlelight, as the flame is going out,
holy
I want to preserve the beauty of your daughter.
Oh.
I want to preserve the respect, the beauty that she wanted. And you played with her as a child, and you knew what she wanted.
As the candlelight.
She went for her dream, and apparently, from what I hear, she achieved it.
Yes, Sam, through the hourglass.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
didn't have
dream.
A strength
that
in Texas.
Some of us have.
In the dirt.
Fight
through
it.
What do you guys think? Bahamas, Texas.
You all feel the pressure.
Texas.
It's unbelievable.
You think they're going to exhume Daniel's body?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Okay, I'm
going
to go for Bahamas.
They try to put a negative hat on everything.
She dreamed of being filled with plastic and buried in Texas.
You know,
should we dug up by
everyone
Armageddon?
They try to put a hat on. She
dreamed of having her bones
and
picked
I
by vultures.
I saw you all here. I don't think anyone's bad, so to speak. So bad. It is the shades of gray. I think if you all one day get it together, I mean, as a court...
I'd love to have a lunch.
Absolutely submit to you.
What's this guy's name again? Larry?
You should resolve
Seidlin?
A lot of this.
Seidlin?
That you have enough brain
Seidlin.
Power at each table here.
Okay.
That's
different
thing
of the
set
in his hands.
Yeah, they're going to yank the body and bury it in Texas alongside the kid.
I'm going to make
which
some
means the baby will have
right
to come
now.
Back to Texas.
Yeah. Sweet.
I kept your family division case to keep everything.
The Anna Nicole Smith trial. They're about to decide where to bury her.
It seems
we think
it's going to
be Texas.
Judge
did.
But Judge Korda is a terrific judge. He's indicated he wants to retain it.
Seidlin.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Not at all.
He's holding his case.
Come on!
I never signed an order because I really didn't want to step on his toes. In order for me to accept the case, the judge has to relinquish it.
I said that I felt like something was in the air today. I thought it was Brittany, but maybe not.
I kept everything here because I made it easier for you all.
It was almost exactly 2 weeks ago that she died.
You know, Your Honor, did hear...
It was 2 weeks ago.
It was Thursday at like around 1 o'clock that we brought that in.
Well, they withdrew
that. So they're
pending motions.
Seems like it's been a year.
Those pending motions, you're going to go in front of my good friend.
That was our desire, Your Honor.
You're going to go in front of my good friend, my colleague. He's been next door to me.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Came through, I think.
You sort of knew. I was going to go there, but I didn't want you running around. I didn't want you running around the building like
thank
a chicken without a head. What's the sense of it? I kept everyone here. It was better. There's a method to what I was doing.
Let's hear it for me.
Stop
so
talking about
when
yourself.
When I entered his final proposal, which I'm really going to do
yeah,
in
yeah, seriously,
minutes.
He's getting his SAG card right now.
I'm done. I've relinquished jurisdiction.
I'm going into acting.
I'm fashioning a remedy. I'm still, it's evolving. It's evolving.
Can you watch, are you
but
watching
I,
this
I,
video?
I know.
Watching him is ridiculous.
Uh-huh. But I'm
he's
just telling you, Mama,
recliner.
I feel for you. I absolutely feel for you. I feel for you. And I listen to you. you know, they paint these pictures so you talk to a person. Now, I never read any of this stuff. I never saw it on TV.
I don't
or
read.
Anything like that. I want... There's my Dr. Perva. You know? You
don't want to doctor.
No, enough of the doctor.
What if he's coming in with a paternity test right now?
Oh, no, that's not possible.
No.
It's not possible.
Too good.
No, that can't happen. Got,
I give myself singles.
When I pronounce the...
Okay, this is whether she's going to be buried.
Resolution in this case.
This is, they're announcing where Anna Nicole Smith's body will be buried.
That I've reviewed absolutely everything. I have suffered with this.
The best day.
I have struggled with this.
I don't believe that's true.
I have shed tears for your little girl and your grandchild.
Yeah.
But I hope, because I'll tell you something, in the old days I'd be banging some heads together. I mean it.
Fantastic.
You all really should do the right thing by this Danny Flynn. You should get into a jurisdiction immediately and have every, you two are the primary potentials here, to submit to a DNA and find out who the father is. It's enough baloney here.
Yeah.
It's enough baloney.
Well, they're not going to do it, you though. Know, he's just saying.
It's ridiculous. If you were alone in my chambers, I tell you, oh. My blood pressure would go up, but thank God it's okay. But
thank goodness. That's all about you, isn't it, friend?
It is.
At age 26, as a kid, I was a stranger in a strange land. And I always thought I'd be 56. You stay 30 years. And I wanted to walk out of here. Look, see? It's true. I wanted to walk out of here standing up. Standing erect.
Like a man.
I kid around with my friends and family. I didn't want to be carried out of here like happened to you, Texas, for a minute.
What do you mean he's stranger in a strange land?
I think he moved here from New York. I wanted to walk out of here 56 healthy.
I wanted to walk out erect.
I wanted to feel good.
Erect.
It's warming out. I'm going to take a while to regenerate.
I thought he was excited about the doctor.
He kind of looks like that guy who doubled for Bela Lugosi and Ed Wood.
You were in the chambers. You all had me crying. I got to look tough, Mama. But, you know, this gets to me, too.
Save the breakdown for later.
And
you could have saved it then.
And
his head is already shaved.
I know, right half shaved. That's like the Britney half shaved.
A service here.
This is the Anna Nicole judge getting ready to tell us where she's going to be buried.
We had a service for her, all of us, here, today, and all the other days.
M is for the many ways she loved me. Oh, is that she's only growing old.
Sorry. I can't stand talking about death. Even though I'm in probate, we do contested wills and trusts.
Danny boy.
Yeah, I don't get into
are
the
death. Are those supposed
part
to talk?
No.
Stay alive.
No.
That's a terrific stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's another subject.
Well, true. Would you rather have the medical examiner back? Who's boring and he's boring in any language.
July 06.
Wait.
I don't think my wife wants me to come home.
Uh-oh. We must have some trouble.
I got a little baby. This is the case. This is the one I resolved.
Come on.
He has a little baby.
I don't have your proposed final judgment.
Your Honor, the clerk is making calls. So I was editing it while we were speaking.
I did a lot of talking.
Oh,
you
know, God.
Well, you're waiting for coffee. The coffee machine must be
getting. The worse off you are, really. Less say the letter. Better. I mean, I knew that from the beginning. But the truth be known, I wanted you to all know, you three parties, because that's the only ones I'm really interested in. I mean, I wanted to always treat the lawyers well, but I wanted you to know the way I was thinking. I even stopped at times to try, and each morning I tried to bring us to where we were at. I may have bored you, but I wanted to at least let you know what
God
I was thinking.
Have you ever stopped?
I don't know if you all will ever be in the same room.
You're waiting for the coffee machine.
We've got to get him on the show.
Like a bald Henry Winkler.
Exactly like
one. In the old days, I wouldn't have let you go. I would have never let you guys all go unless I wrapped this whole thing in.
Well, we would have stayed and danced.
But I can't wrap it up.
I thought you was
but
wrapping it up.
I'm not going to talk about this case ever again.
Don't lie.
he even coughed. Maybe.
This is the Anna Nicole Smith judge. She's dragging it out. Oh, is he crying? Are those tears?
He is crying.
I'm going to ask Dr. Perba to wait here.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have a final resolution. I'm trying to cut it as equitably as I can.
Cut the body in half.
But what worries me, and I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, but what worries me is the boy, Danny, already is in the grave. He's in the Bahamas.
Oh, come on!
It could have been San Francisco.
This is stuff that you should figure out inside of your head.
It's an internal monologue.
In the Bahamas.
Oh, for the
and I get around these places.
So we can't do that.
I travel.
No one can.
Everybody. That's why I bring my in-laws with me.
He's seen things the man shouldn't see.
I'm not taking care of the kids. And I talk to everybody. The way I talk to you is the way I am. You understand?
I'm just playing people.
And seriously, the judge who's doing this trial.
I don't know how long it'll take in the Bahamas if you were to go on that mission. Does it make sense? That's something you'll talk to your lawyers. But I was concerned about Danny. He's in the ground in the Bahamas.
Yeah, well,
and Nicole wants to be in that ground. But I think what I'm going to do, and I've been thinking about it, and I didn't come to any conclusions till right now.
Come on!
I'm trying to figure out how I can, in a spiritual sense, bring it all together.
Maybe he'll quote like a scripture.
Court of Florida.
I bet he'll go and dig up Daniel himself.
Not perfect.
Carry him back. Carry him on his back. Like a treasure hunt. Carry him aloft. This is the Anna Nicole Smith judge.
He's tapping the pencil.
Having a breakdown.
It's what is reasonable. And when you leave a court of law, you try to get a reasonable result.
I've got so many people who work in law offices emailing me, telling me this guy is nuts.
And I don't know if any court will really review my decision today.
Oh, they're going to be reviewing everything you've done. There's going to be lots of reviewing of you, sir.
All right. I request that you all stay here.
And we will.
In the next 15 minutes, I'm going to be back.
Oh, come on!
I'm
going
to announce the disposition of this case.
Good. We can take a commercial break.
Good.
I hope when you hear it, you handle it with the...
Oh, was that me?
Oh, that was you for tapping the counter.
No, it wasn't me. I was...
No, it's froze over here, too.
Okay.
Respect and dignity that Ann Nicole Smith would want.
That she exhibited in her life. Dignified woman. She's all tacked.
You handle it so that little Danny Lynn can have this respect in the future. Because I think she'll look at these proceedings. They'll be available. I think we all handle ourselves pretty well.
Oh,
I think it was a lot of he said, she said.
Let's not start
it's
to
all about reasons he said,
why
she said.
These things were said.
Not start stroking each other quite yet, huh?
All right, you want a decision. You don't want any more talk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back there.
He's
and
crying.
I'm gonna review this. And
this is retarded. And we're just sitting here.
In about 15 minutes.
Why can you turn it off?
He needs to use the commode.
There he goes. Should we break?
Off into the night.
Please go about your business.
Please go about your business. Pay no attention.
That
so there you go.
Commercial break.
All right. So
this is all live in case people are wondering.
So Tim Riley, what have we just witnessed?
The judge was crying and he's going to make his decision within 15 minutes. We won't have to wait till tomorrow. And you're going to hear it here. The only place you'll hear it live.
All right. There you go. The power of CBS News.
That's right,
my friends. Good God Almighty. All right, so that's the Anna Nicole Smith judge. He's going to be back, and then he'll pontificate and...
and cry.
And lead everybody in a sing-along of some kind, probably. Then he'll be revealing where the body's going to go. It's all very exciting. It's coming up ahead, live, on the Rick Emerson radio program. You say they went back after this! Judge should be a minute. Rico say something about the candle of her life having burned out? I love that guy. Rick, this judge is the Ryan Seacrest of the judicial system. I keep waiting for Siebelin out. Fantastic. There are some other things that happened earlier this morning. The judge told Howard K. Stern he might not be considered the good guy in this scenario.
Can we have Stern? Is he a bad guy? We don't know. But whatever relationship he had with her, he would be called maybe an enabler.
And he was a little upset that Howard K. Stern did not provide his DNA for testing.
I really want to know who the father is. I thought I can get you to your knees on it, but I just haven't been able to. But I made a deal. A deal is a deal.
So we should know in moments. Wait, worst rhyme ever coming up. And then the papers had a say.
To learn who will get in custody of Anna Nicole Smith's body a day early in moments of now.
I love the idea that he's all like Columbo and whatnot, that he said, one more thing. Finally, not done before I go. Let's see. I'm getting all of this. Rick, I worked for two Portland-based cases that had jurisdictional issues in Miami-Dade, Florida. The Florida judges were bizarro-worldy, but they weren't on the Edo track like this guy is. God damn, he's insane. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of lawyers and paralegals who are emailing and just saying that this guy is just nine shades of nutty. God almighty. Let's see.
And it just keeps on going.
I'm just trying to sort through all of this mail that's coming in. If you've just joined us, and shame on you. What a day. You know, I said earlier that I thought that there was something big that was going to happen.
There's still things in the air before. Yeah,
it's true.
Days like that.
I thought that there was something over the horizon. I thought it was Britney. I mean, the day's not over.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not even halfway through today's show. Britney, there is still time to take this to the next level. There is still time to get the Rick Emerson Show at 12 share. So Britney could still be, Britney could still be on the loose, or she could be still in lockup, could be shaving something else off of her. I just don't know. If you just joined us, they're about to reveal who gets Anna Nicole Smith's body and where it's going to be buried. Well, we should do an Insta poll, actually. First of all, we'll do an Insta poll here, right here. The question is, does Anna Nicole Smith's body go to Howard K. Stern and the Bahamas, or does the body go to Texas and the mom? It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970 if you want to be part of the Rick Emerson Insta poll over where will Anna Nicole Smith's body decompose and finish decomposing. We'll do a little Insta poll inside the room. Tim Riley,
Texas.
You believe Texas?
I believe so, yes. That is the country of her birth.
All right. Sarah Dillon, you say Bahamas.
I'm thinking Bahamas because based on the fact that the judge keeps crying, I don't think that he's going to be able to spiritually deal with the fact that they'd have to exhume Daniel's body.
So he doesn't...
Because I think he looks like he's struggling with that, you know.
I think he already made a deal with his God.
This email says, the judge reminds me of the time when a certain radio talk show host was going to reveal the mystery sound. He said a lot of things about the mom. He said a lot of, and I know that you raised her and blah, 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 you know, all with the digging and the replanting. And he said a lot of things to the mom, which lead me to believe that he's sort of softening the blow, softening the ground, one might say, in terms of what his eventual... But it's like, how can any judge who is so clearly image conscious, which he is, rule effectively in favor of Howard K. Stern? The judge is so...
That's true, because he has frustrated him for not giving the DNA sample, which means he should tell everybody that he's not the father of the kid.
Totally. That's correct.
And this judge is so desperate to have people like him, or at least to be popular, to be known. He's got to know that nobody wants to see Howard K. Stern get anything.
Well, true, and plus his fame will carry out if he gets the bodies back to Texas, which will get the Daniel Lynn back into the country.
Now, what is the deal, though? If she gets buried in the Bahamas, can they then not... Is that the end of the DNA trail?
I believe so, yeah. This is the end of everything today.
Oh, that can't happen. That can't happen. All right, Judd Seedlin.
How terrible would that be?
Oh, no. I'd go and dig her up myself. Lou, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
What's up?
We were going to go with Howard K. Stern in the Bahamas.
Oh, wait, are we getting something?
Okay, we're going to go live.
All right, thank you,
back
Will.
To the courtroom in Florida.
All right.
I hope when it's read, we're dignified. I hope when it's read, we're dignified. And we keep our cool.
Oh, God. He is going to do the Bahamas. No!
I got to pay. I was just still vain.
He's slowly drinking a coffee.
Oh. What a day.
The court and the participants in the matter. I'm just reading the highlight of the conclusion. There's a lot more to it, but I'm just giving you the conclusion.
Come on.
You want to read how I get there, of course. The court and its participants in the matter before it have taken a long journey in a very compressed period of time.
Strange trip it's been.
I'm nervous.
Although a host of matters have been touched on and a multitude of issues have been raised, there is only one issue before this court to decide. Who is entitled to the custody of the remains of Anna Nicole Smith? There could be only one proper and equitable answer to that question.
Mama.
Annie Lynn, Anna Nicole's only child and heir and next of kin. Therefore, based on the court's review and analysis of argument, testimony, and materials presented to it, the court orders and adjudges as follows. Daniel Lynn's motion is granted. Stern's verified petition is denied. Arthur's motion to dismiss is denied as moot. Arthur's cross petition is denied. Richard Milstein, Esquire, as a guardian ad litem for Daniel Lynn Hope Marshall Stern, is awarded custody of the remains of Anna Nicole Smith.
You'll get through it.
He's crying. Buck it up, man.
He's stealing himself by pounding the desk.
The Broward County Medical Examiner is ordered to release those remains to Milstein in accordance with Milstein's directive.
Is that the mom's lawyer?
I think it's the mom's.
But here's where.
Yes.
Milstein is directed to consult with Arthur, Burkhead, and Stern with respect to the disposition of Anna Nicole Smith's remains.
No, he's the impartial
party. However, the manner, means, and all aspects of handling of those remains from their release by the Broward Medical Examiner to their final interment are with Milstein's sole and absolute discretion, as guided by the best interests of Daniel Lynn Stern.
Stern's totally got his head down on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll read it.
Kiss her goodbye.
I want her buried. I want her buried with our son.
Yeah. What?
Oh. I want her. There's no shouting. This is not a happy moment. I want her buried with her son in the Bahamas.
Oh,
I want them to be together.
Oh, come on. Is he sneezing or is he crying?
I told you he was a pussy and he couldn't do it.
The camera wasn't on him.
I told you he didn't have it in him to exhume it.
The camera wasn't on him. I can't tell if he was crying or...
I want to throw something.
You know, she had to live all her years under this
Clarence
kind of
Beaks is in the background.
Exposure. I just get a week and a half of it and it's ready to flatten me down. She's going to be with her son. She's going to have her son next to her. I want to just make one comment.
Oh, God.
I am a pussy.
I appreciate the help I received from all the lawyers.
Yeah, I'm sure they love you.
I appreciate your help. I appreciate the direction you gave me. And I appreciate the respect you showed the court and the state of Florida. I have no longer any jurisdiction. It's in Milstein's hands. He's charged with, and Dr. Perper is going to help. Dr. Purpose said he'd fly with him to the Bahamas. And the sheriff's department's indicated they're going to help. And they're going to work out the logistics and the details with mother
Mother?
Mother and the two gentlemen here. And I hope to God you guys give the kid the right shot.
Drama queen.
This is weird.
I signed this order. Effective almost 4 o'clock.
All right. It's time for a riot.
It's a long order.
Let's burn things.
It's a long order.
We made an agreement on the record the other day about the DNA samples being retained until there's a disposition with regard to that matter. We would like an order signed to that effect so that the samples don't go with the body.
No objection. They may be maintained by the Broward County Medical Examiner until further order be appropriate.
I want it to be clear. I've completed all my tasks in this case. I was prepared to handle any other tasks, but I've completed all my tasks.
The other day about the DNA.
And
thank you.
Godspeed to everyone.
Gentlemen, I ask for one more favor.
Yes.
You completed your task, given us.
Throw it over here to me.
By the Broward County Medical Examiner until further order be appropriate.
And I want it to be clear. I've completed all my tasks in this case. I was prepared to handle any other tasks, but I've completed all my tasks. And
thank you.
Godspeed to everyone.
Gentlemen, I ask for one more favor.
Yes.
You completed your task, given us a major one. And I ask if we could continue to use the courtroom and chambers.
Absolutely.
So that I can meet with the parties.
You know, I never felt those chambers.
Well, it's all very disconcerting. All right, it's the Rick Emerson Show. So apparently,
are they talking about the DNA now?
I don't know. I'm so unclear about what just happened.
Well, the attorney and then Nicole Smith's infant daughter gets custody of the former model's body.
They were able to use it.
But legally.
And I think during...
Well, you know, Roop, we're talking to Roop in like 12 minutes.
I felt it was like my living room, but you share it. It's my home, and you come in and participate.
Have a rugula.
Therefore, this courtroom is yours. My chambers are yours. Anything you need to make this work is yours.
I would ask for all of you to clear soon and that the party wants to remain ready to talk, please.
Yes. In other words, you want to remain here and close everyone out?
We agree.
So I've got to see you for
no, we agree. Please.
You're going to stay.
We're going to have a discussion. We need to meet.
What's the hearing stage?
No, no meeting.
I direct the Sheriff's Department. Tempe, you've been great to me. You've always been great to me. Tempe out the room.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay, so they've ruled the body of Anna Nicole Smith will go to the guardian of her daughter, Daniel Lynn. The judge went on to say he feels that Smith should be buried next to her son, Daniel, in the Bahamas. Smith's lawyer and companion, Howard K. Stern, and her mom, Virgie, were both fighting for custody.
Okay, so the... all right. So the body goes to Daniel Lynn, but of course Daniel Lynn's like a year old or whatever.
Popping
so
a spoon on a...
Daniel
Lynn's... in a high chair.
Daniel Lynn's busy throwing up some beets somewhere. So in lieu of Daniel Lynn being able to make a rational decision, it goes to the guardian of Daniel Lynn, who at this moment is Howard K. Stern. Is that right?
No, I thought it was the other guy.
The lawyer.
The lawyer.
Yeah.
So the lawyer doesn't have to do what the judge says,
right?
Though. Like the lawyer can tell the judge just to pound it. She's going to Texas anyway.
So whose lawyer is it?
It's the lawyer for Daniel Lynn.
Yeah, right, for Daniel Lynn.
Now was Daniel Lynn, was that just appointed by the court? Did the court appoint a lawyer for Daniel Lynn?
I'm not sure if she went out and chose her own lawyer.
Well, you know what I mean, though. It's just... Have you been injured in an auto accident? He's one of those guys...
Her face is on the block.
For one of those cardboard bookcases. I'm just asking to get all these questions out,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever. And then Roop maybe will make some sense of this. I'm so glad we booked that guy. Okay. So the judge says that she's supposed to be, he wants her buried in the Bahamas, but he's not ordering that, though.
No.
The decision is with Daniel Lynn's lawyer, who I believe was appointed by the court. In other words, was not retained by any of the family members, one way or the other. Was an independent, neutral lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
If she is buried in Bahamas, then blah 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 blah. But if she's if the lawyer decides to ignore the judge and buries her in Texas, then they got to dig up the kid. Probably they got to dig up what's his name, Daniel. So, good God Almighty! All right. I don't even know. Well, does that mean?
Oh, wait a minute. No, okay, we're getting two conflicting stories here. He ordered Smith's body to be buried in the Bahamas.
So the body is in the possession of the lawyer in terms of procedure, but the judge actually has ordered that she be buried in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So now the questions are then, is there any way that can be appealed? I'm all rooting for the delay. I've taken sides. I'm all rooting for the family. So I wonder if there's any way today. Probably not, because she's, she's busy half-lifing away in there. She's going to be soup before too long. So So she's going to get buried in the Bahamas, but they're retaining the DNA samples.
Mm-hmm.
They're keeping the DNA samples in Florida. But then if Howard K. Stern is like, well, I got the body, gotta go, and he just folds his tent and steals into the Bahamian night, then they might never get a DNA sample from that guy. So is there anybody that's ordering him to stick around so they can get a sperm sample or whatever it is they do?
No.
Good God Almighty. Oh, that ain't right. I swear to God, they're going to be like maybe not exactly like O.J., but I'm just going to say this is very similar to the O.J. thing. I swear to God, he better not get away. He better get tagged with something.
Think of the bad guy getting away with it.
So both Stern and the mom broke down in tears.
Oh, when he broke down in tears was when he had his head on the desk in tears when the judge was like, I'm giving custody to the neutral lawyer. And then when he's like, I want her buried in the Bahamas, then that's when Stern looked up and looked all happy and whatnot. This email says, Rick, the listeners can't see the video feed, of course. Is this judge totally fake crying for effect? There's no way he can be this broken up about the whole deal. I don't know if it's for effect or not. I mean, the judge clearly seems over. He seems a little bit taken with himself, drama-wise. So I'm not going to say
he was actually crying, but I don't know. It's creepy.
It's the whole thing is creepy. If there's a lawyer out there who understands anything that maybe we have missed, if you are a lawyer and you perhaps can shed some light on any of the aspects of this that we have not that we haven't been able to sort of explicate, that would be fantastic. Let's see. Let's get Derek. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Rick?
What's up, Derek?
Hey, it's actually Eric. You can drop the D.
Eric, what's up?
Hey, I'm just shifting gears from one crazy dead blonde to one that's going to be dead soon.
Yeah.
You were asking about a soundbite for, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And I think, how about Brit's Insanity Spears?
Brit's Insanity. Somebody else suggested if she blew her up, then it would be... I actually had a great email about this. Rick, if Britney Spears should blow herself up, then you could have Brit's Obit about Bits O' Brit. It's kind of a blah, blah, blahs, blah, blog kind of a thing. All right. Thank you, Derek, with a silent D.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
All right. There you go. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Let's welcome.
Oh, listen to this, too.
Yes.
Also posted today a video of Smith hugging and being kissed by a shirtless doctor who's under investigation by the California State Medical Board for unspecified possible misconduct.
Unspecified.
It's creepy.
I wonder how hard that would be to specify. It must be
in the video
forever.
From a nightclub, Stern and Burkhead watch as Dr. Sandeep Kupu nuzzles Smith. This doctor also has a publicist.
Of course. Well, everybody. That's when you move to California, they give you one at the door, I think. So they're in a club where Stern and Burkhead are both watching her getting it on with a third guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally with Seamus' idea that maybe Burkhead and Howard K. Stern were lovers.
Jesus.
That sounds good.
Let's welcome out of the Rick Emerson Show. Godlike former program director Bruce Agler. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good God Almighty.
Let me preface this by saying I am not a lawyer, nor do I play one on television.
Well, you know more about this than any of us, probably.
Well, I was trying to keep an ear to Dan Abrams on MSNBC and you guys at the same time, so maybe I can help clarify a little bit.
All right.
And again, this is just based on what they're saying. Understand that the judge has awarded the custody to the guardian ad litem. And I miss his name. I've already forgotten his name. But that's the lawyer for, the court-appointed lawyer for Danny Lynn.
So a neutral lawyer.
Right. I mean, actually, he awarded custody to Danny Lynn, but that means this guy is the one who's going to make the decision.
Sure.
And he's the one that stood up there at the end and said, Judge, can we have the courtroom? You know, can you let me keep the courtroom so I can bang heads and try to work this out?
Right.
But the interesting thing that you guys didn't catch, because it was after you guys had potted down the TV coverage, was apparently this guy has said in the past that he thinks the body should go wherever Danny Lynn is, but Danny Lynn is going to go wherever the father is. So he has essentially said that he thinks there has to be a DNA test before he can decide where to put the body.
Ew, so she's going to be out of the ground still?
Good God.
I don't know what all that means. Presumably, I guess that means that the fathers will now all be more willing to give those DNA samples, but I don't know, maybe not. You know, if Howard K. Stern still wants to obstruct it, then I don't know kind of what happens. Because this guy will get the ultimate say, but his inclination is to send the body wherever Danny Lynn is going, and Danny Lynn will eventually go wherever the father is.
Well, they could temporarily bury her, and then...
And I suppose there's all kinds of things you could do like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, people get dug up and reburied all the time, I guess. So
the judge did not order that she would go to the Bahamas. He was just in his tearful way saying, I think that's where she should go, Mr. Guardian Ad Litem. That's what I think you should do.
And this email, we got an email here. The Bahamas do have an extradition treaty with the U.S. If Howard K. Stern is ordered by a court order to appeal with the child and doesn't, he can be charged and extradited. So he would have to flee elsewhere. Apparently, fleeing to the Bahamas is not enough to get him out of his DNA thing, if that's what he's trying to do.
Well, I guess. Of course, Howard K. Stern is not in the Bahamas now, so I'm not quite sure how even that would relate. Can the U.S. court order the baby out of that? I mean, who knows?
Because the baby's still in the Bahamas, right?
Right. The baby's in the Bahamas, and that's also interesting. This guy's the guardian ad litem, but does he actually have the ability himself to get the baby? He's theoretically the baby's lawyer, but he was only appointed by this Florida judge.
That's a good question. I wonder if he even has access to the baby.
Yeah, I mean, is there another Bahamas guardian been appointed? So,
good God,
or do they even have such a concept?
I mean, the whole thing is just so bizarre beyond words.
Well, it was the most fascinating courtroom scene since Judge Ito.
This guy's way better than Judge Ito. He's the best judge ever. He's better than any movie judge I've ever seen, almost. I mean, he really is fantastic.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far. He's just goofier than any judge I've ever seen. He sort of reminds me of the... my cousin Vinny is what it reminds me of.
Totally. I can totally see that. Excellent. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go. Godlike, former program director. Bruce Agler, ladies and gentlemen. All right. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. So I don't know if Roop's going to be talking about this or not. I know Roop's got his hands full with Britney Spears right now. What a day. We're only half over.
I know. I hate getting off of the gossip website because I'm afraid I'm going to miss something and fall behind.
Christ. I don't want that to happen. No. All right. Well, so what time is it now?
It's 1:09.
You sounded like a time check just then, like an actual, like a pre-recorded time check.
So Jim should be calling right now.
It's 1:09. Mm-hmm. So Roop should be calling right about now, unless they've gotten delayed because of this. Well, let me read this thing about Larry King's wife being a whore. Hold on. Right here. Let me read this. This is from the New Enquirer. I picked this up last night. It's simply and solely for this story, by the way. Larry King and wife beat each other in public. And it's kind of a really unflattering picture of Larry King, and a really unflattering picture of wife number 12 or whatever she is. This is an exclusive to the Enquirer by Alan Smith and John South. What's going on with Larry King? His wife and he and his wife are slapping each other in the street. Those were the words of a stunned patron at the famous Beverly Hills eatery, Nate and Al, am I pronouncing that right, Tim? Nathan Al, who witnessed the 73-year-old talk show host and his seventh wife, 47-year-old Sean Southwick, engaged in an open-handed slap fest on the sidewalk outside the restaurant. The amazing blow-up between Larry King and his wife, Sean, started inside Nathan Al at around 10 a.m. when the two stopped in for breakfast. Larry apparently, quote, drops in regularly to kibitz with the other old-timers. According to the witness, Larry King wanted to sit with pals at a table in the middle of the restaurant, but Sean wanted to sit at a side booth away from Larry's friends. That's when Larry exploded in anger. Who explodes in anger? Because
Larry King exploding in anger.
I guess. Larry King does seem like one of those Mo Green types from The Godfather that might just You know, just to think, he was banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. Like, he just punched you for no reason. He grabbed Sean by the arm and tried to force her down into the seat he wanted, he said the witness. He yelled at her, "You're gonna sit here!" But Sean held her ground and refused to sit at the table. And the tension escalated as the couple yelled and pointed their fingers in each other's faces. Suddenly, Sean stormed out of the stormed out of the restaurant, followed by a furious Larry King. Imagine being Larry King at 73, and if he's admitting being 73, you know he's at least 79. So you know he's got to be 80 years old if he's a day. If you can't get away from an 80-year-old chain-smoking Larry King, you got problems. Once outside, Larry grabbed Sean by the arm, yelling that, quote, You better bring your ass back inside. Sit down and be civil, said another source. His wife, Sean, pulled her arm away from Larry and with the other hand slapped it. You slap that guy, you break him. Slapped him hard across the face, said the source. By this time, and this is a quote from somebody who witnessed this fight, by this time, Larry King was raging with anger and called Sean a dirty whore and pushed her so hard she stumbled back. Picture driving by and seeing this. The picture you're driving through Beverly Hills and you're watching this happen. You see Larry King on the sidewalk being slapped by a woman and then yelling back, "You're a dirty whore," and pushing her onto a bus bench.
Good Lord.
Another onlooker said, "Kingston, Ohio, you're a dirty whore." Another onlooker says, although the two never made fist, quote, they were just slapping each other over and over and over again in public. Larry and Sean were oblivious to anyone else, continued slapping each other in the face and yelling insults at one another. It's like Ben Stiller and that monkey. Shocked restaurant patrons were getting ready to call 911, fearing that King was about to collapse.
What is your question?
What is your... Larry is over 70 years old.
Really?
Larry is over 70 years old and everyone was worried, says the source. He was extremely angry and breathing very heavily. Sean finally took off down the street, leaving Larry behind. After a few minutes, Larry came back and joined his group of shocked friends. Larry was overheard apologizing to pals for the embarrassing scene. According to an insider, he apologized profusely to Sean. How do you apologize for calling your wife a dirty whore and then repeatedly slapping her in public? In full view of the paparazzi, apparently.
Maybe he didn't recognize her as his wife, because a lot of them never got to live with him.
Past wives?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really? Is that over on the other side of the country? They're at some other country estate?
Stay here.
I never saw him.
Bind your feet.
Make some cakes.
He'd woken up. I want you to live in this cage. He had woken up on the wrong side of the bed, and the two had exchanged heated words even before they left the house. Imagine living with Larry King. By the time they got to the restaurant, things were already tense, and it escalated from there. When contacted by the Inquirer, Larry did not address calling his wife a dirty whore and apparently hitting her repeatedly in public. He said, "We got into a little tiff that lasted 2 seconds. It's over now. We are married happily and not getting a divorce." Amazingly, the talk show king was back at Nate and Al the very next morning for breakfast. He came alone, though, said the source. All right, there you go.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic. Larry King calls his wife a dirty whore. Let's see. What else do we have here? We've got the phone calls about Larry King. Hey, what's the deal with Roop, Scotty? Do we know?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
All right. I'm sure that they've got him doing the Anna Nicole Smith thing right now.
Probably right. Not, because he's not an East Coast correspondent.
Yeah, but the East Coast correspondent is in the air. I mean, that's the thing. That's the reason we don't have Ed McCarthy. Ed McCarthy is on a plane right now going to Florida.
Got it.
And they don't have those... Whatever happened to those plane phones? They don't have those plane phones anymore.
No, they took them away.
What the hell is that about? Rick, pleased to be asking whether Anna Nicole Smith can be put in a freezer. Can't they put her body in deep freeze to preserve the corpse? I don't think they can freeze her at this point, because...
Well, you cannot thaw somebody and refreeze it.
That's the thing.
It turned blue.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like freezing. Have you ever tried to freeze a Twinkie? You freeze a Twinkie, it's all over. Because you can't thaw that to room, or as they say in Utah, de-thaw that.
Well, it's been a long time since she's been a Twinkie.
She's a dirty whore.
No, it is up to the guardian of Anna Nicole Smith's baby daughter to decide whether the model can be buried.
Let's see. Rick, this means James Brown still has a chance to win the race. No, it's true. Let's see. What else do we have here? All right. Well, let me just get some of these. Let's see. Rick, you never got the Heather Mills thing. I still haven't gotten the Heather Mills thing. I was gonna do like a high concept because we got, I think, one more Farce of the Penguins DVD to give away. I was going to do this Heather Mills high concept contest. We'll have to see if we have time to do that. Hold on. Let me... Scotty has created this... do you have the Heather Mills story?
I do, yes.
All right. Why don't you... Let me just...
You want me to read it?
Now, this this may be terrible. I haven't previewed this. But Scotty has created... You know, we have that Paul McCartney's soon-to-be ex-one-legged wife watch. Scotty has created his own. Sarah, can you play that? Do you have the Paul McCartney's one-legged soon-to-be ex-wife watch?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Just play a little bit of that, and then we'll play Scotty's. Because he... I mean, it's obvious, but...
Lean on me.
See, it's simple.
When you're...
It's simple and obvious, but what are you going to do? That's me. All right. Okay, here's the one that Scotty made. I have not previewed this, but Scotty is excitedly insisting that this is the best possible Heather Mills watch. So I'm going to do this, Ed Tim, and we'll just go right into the news with it. Are you ready?
I don't understand the instructions.
You're a dirty whore. I'm going to play this watch, this theme, for Heather Mills that Scotty has made.
I got
and
you.
We'll just go right into the news with it.
Oh, okay.
Right into the Heather Mills story. You ready?
I think so, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your Paul McCartney's one-legged soon-to-be ex-wife watch featuring music by Scotty J.
I can't look it down. I can't look it down. Look it down to see. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Okay.
Heather Mills, the one-legged estranged wife of former Beatle Paul McCartney, has joined the next group of celebrities who will strut their stuff on Dancing with the Stars. She's 39, a former model turned social activist who lost her left leg below the knee in the traffic accident, and will be the first contestant on the show to compete with an artificial limb. Also in the lineup will be world female boxing champ Layla Ali, the daughter of Muhammad Ali, country music star Billy Ray Cyrus, former NSYNC boy band member Joey Fatone, Olympic speed skater Apollo Anton Ono, former basketball star Clyde Drexler, TV radio talk show host Lisa Gibbons, and Vincent Pastor, who appeared on The Sopranos. The cast of the upcoming fourth season of Dancing, which premieres on May 19th, was announced on Good Morning America. During the fall 2006 run, Dancing ranked as one of the most watched unscripted shows in U.S. prime time, number two overall, with an average of, 20.7 million viewers a week. Oh, Katie Couric could only hope for that, man. Many are Mills, who was separated from McCartney last year in what has grown into a highly publicized and increasingly nasty divorce, will be paired on the dance contest show with professional dancer Jonathan Roberts, besides her spirit. From Sir Paul, Mills is best known these days for her... Oh, that should be Split. I'm sorry. From Sir Paul, Mills is best known these days for her role as a UN Goodwill Ambassador and activist for Adopt a Minefield.
I can't lift it down. I can't lift it down. Look it down to see. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Okay.
Well, all right.
503-733-2970.
Where to now?
Oh, I'm sorry, Scotty's in... Really? Okay, Scotty's telling me that I have to let him play to the end because that's when the funniest part happens.
I thought we did.
I can't look it down. I can't look it down. Look it down to see. Jump around.
15 seconds.
Jump around. Jump around.
I can't...
Jump around.
I can't really imagine how it's...
Jump up and get down.
It's going to end. Thanks, Scotty. It's 503-733-2970. But here's the thing. No, here's the thing. If anybody calls with a Heather Mills, this is the, as Park would say, as Drew Curtis would say, here's the difficulty. If you are calling with a Heather Mills Dancing with the Stars joke, there are a couple rules. One, the joke cannot contain the word leg. Also, the joke cannot contain the word Eileen. You may not use the words Eileen or what else? Eileen or leg? I think that's it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
No leg, no Eileen, if you're calling with puns about Heather Mills. All right, let's see. George, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. For the love of God Almighty. All right. Kevin, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, do you think you could have Scotty reenact the
the fight between Larry King and his wife, like he did with Mel Gibson's arrest?
At this point, Larry King hasn't gone quite crazy enough for us yet.
Okay. So I'm gonna wait.
I mean, it's only a matter of time, though, sir. It's inevitably, it's going to happen, though. All right, there you go. Thank you. That's Kevin. Rick, the attorney ad litem is for the baby's interest only, this hearing in lieu of the unknown dad. The Bahamas recognized Stern as the father and legal guardian of the baby. So I guess all the difference in the world right now is where the baby is at. So, all right, good God. Well, the whole thing is all very confusing. Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll have Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Later on, we'll be speaking to Jim Roop from CNN and the Top 5. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Don't go anywhere.